Exclusive: Michael Savage accuses Biden of wagging the dog. There's zero national interest in Ukraine. By Joshua Klein on January 26, 2022. President Biden is wagging the dog by entering into a potentially major conflict with Russia, even as America's border poses a far greater threat to national security, according to conservative radio legend Michael Savage, who claimed the U.S. has zero national interest in Ukraine while criticizing the lack of meaningful opposition to American involvement. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Tuesday, conservative radio host and best-selling author Michael Savage spoke about a potential major conflict between America and Russia following the Biden administration's pulling of embassy staff, sending of military equipment and warships, and placing American troops on high alert to deploy to Europe amid concerns that Moscow could soon make a military move on Ukraine. Democrat war drums. Savage began by bashing the decision to escalate the conflict. "What in the hell are we doing there?" he asked, as he called the hatred for Russia that comes out of the American Democrat Party both bizarre and not so bizarre. Remember, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton kept wanting to attack Russia and hated Russian President Vladimir Putin over and over? No one understood that, he added. It was Trump and Putin together combining forces that drove the Islamic State, ISIS, out of the Middle East initially. "While we worked with Russia," Savage continued, "former President Barack Obama dragged his heels and let ISIS grow into a cancer that almost took over the Middle East. So why are we attacking our one natural ally against radical Islam, which is Russia?" he asked. "Maybe Obama, who is soft on Islamism, is pulling the strings all over again." However, if Biden were to declare war, he cautioned, there may be a dire economic impact on our society and the world. "How can we even afford this?" he asked. "With the pandemic, we're already at a breaking point." He also called attention to Biden's poor leadership manifest during the chaotic and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan in August. Let's not forget that this commander in grief abruptly withdrew from Afghanistan, left behind billions of dollars in advanced equipment, and left men and women behind who were slaughtered as a rape epidemic spreads across the area, he said. Isn't that odd, that the same man who pulled out abruptly from Afghanistan now wants to go in abruptly? He asked. It sounds crazy to me. History repeats itself. Warning how major conflicts have arisen over trivial and unintended matters, Savage highlighted how people don't realize that World War I actually happened by accident. There was one egomaniac in one country facing off against an egomaniac running the other country, and then it escalated, he said. There was no reason for World War I. Now we have almost a similar situation. Of course it's different, but a similar accidental war may be about to happen, he cautioned. Claiming to be very cynical over the matter, Savage urged looking to past events. It's terrible, and we've got to go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, because we know that President John F. Kennedy got Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev to withdraw the offensive weapons in Cuba and return them to the Soviet Union. And Kennedy took a big bow for that one, he said. But what people do not know is that it's identical to what's going on now, because secretly the United States agreed that it would dismantle and remove all of the Jupiter medium-range ballistic missiles which had been deployed in Turkey pointed at the Soviet Union, he continued. So Kennedy looks like he was a big hero, but Khrushchev said, take the missiles out. So why can't Biden understand that he's got to not put missiles in, that's all, he added. Isn't that all that Putin is doing? Stating that Russia does not want missiles pointed at them. Savage imagined a scenario whereby the Mexican president brought missiles into Mexico and pointed them at the U.S. What the hell do you think we would do? He asked, noting that Ukraine is attached to Russia and was part of the Soviet Union. It's not a landmass 1,000 miles away, he added. Suggesting it's the Obamaites who are thirsting for war again. Savage recalled when Obama was president and Biden was vice president, Russia took a large peninsula from Ukraine without a shot being fired. Does anyone remember that one? He asked. He took Crimea, which had been part of Russia since at least the 1500s or 1600s. Putin said it was part of our natural land, he added. He's doing the same with Ukraine. Stating that Ukraine has a very spotty history as a nation and how there is much overlap between its eastern and western parts, with most residents speaking both Russian and Ukrainian, Savage noted a dangerous element as well. "I'm not naive," he said. "Hitler used the same exact excuse when he took German-speaking areas of Czechoslovakia, for example, and he said he's just restoring the land that was taken from him. It's the same exact story," he added. Wagging the dog. Addressing President Biden and the Democrats' sudden concerns over the sovereignty of nations and territorial integrity of borders while neglecting America's own borders, Savage referenced a recent Spectator essay describing the wag the dog scenario that looms larger as the Biden vortex deepens while pleading not to give Biden the war he needs. "Anyone who has seen politics at work knows what happens when someone gets in trouble in the highest office," Savage said. "President Clinton used Kosovo, President Bush used Iraq, President Obama used Libya, and so on. Biden's in a hole, so he has got to go to war," he added. Calling a potential war a good choice for Biden and his sick mind, Savage ripped the fools around him, adding that in wartime, citizens tend to stop criticizing the commander-in-chief politically and, instead, rally around him. "It's a good way to shut up dissidents, isn't it?" he said. Savage then elaborated on factors concerning the country's current state that could prompt the Biden administration to create distractions. "We have inflation at a four-year high, supply chain problems, store shelves are empty, vax mandates which nobody liked or wanted. One problem after another, and Joe is blaming everybody but his own administration," he said. "So what's a better way to get out of a tough situation? You go to war with Russia. So what is left for him to do?" he asked. "They could try to go to war." Noting that Biden is in trouble politically, Savage argued that the president is clearly unstable. "He couldn't kill the filibuster to push illegal voting," he said in reference to the voting rights bill, which would have eliminated voter ID, which 4/5 of the American people supported, and institutionalized ballot harvesting and allowed illegals to vote. "He was stopped by two people," he added. "So what's he doing now?" With nothing left for Biden to do, Savage warned of wag the dog media optics. Savage then slammed the notion of one man pulling the entire nation into an international conflict. "Where is the War Powers Act?" he asked. "It used to be an act, Congress had to vote on committing troops to war. When did that change where we had a dictatorship emerge in front of our eyes?" he continued. "I don't remember when it changed, where suddenly a president could make that decision unilaterally." He also argued that there was no national interest for the U.S. to enter the foreign spat. "There's no reason," he said. "It has zero national interest for us. It's a no-brainer." He then highlighted the insanity of the Biden administration showing more concern over the matter than other neighboring countries. "Where is our national interest in this dispute?" "Nowhere," he added. "It's Europe's problem. Let them solve it." He also noted that Germany, the most powerful European nation, who partnered with Russia in the Nord Stream pipeline project to ship natural gas under the Baltic Sea, seemed less interested in a conflict with the largest country in the world. "Germany would rather sit it out and not provoke Putin," he said, "because if Putin cuts off the gas supply, Europe will freeze to death in the winter, and we're in the winter right now, and the Germans will have to burn their mahogany furniture that their grandmothers left them." "The fact is," Germany's foreign minister said, "we are not going to help Ukraine," he added. As a result, Savage pondered how heavy equipment would arrive there given that Germany is refusing to aid the endeavor. Germany said, "No, you can't move heavy equipment through us, we're not letting you do it. We don't want it," he said. "They don't want an escalation there. If Russia was threatening Europe so badly with this Ukraine situation, wouldn't you think it's the business of Germany and France and Britain to stop Putin, not us?" he added. Asked about a possible impact on the Beijing-Taipei divide and its potential effects on the economy, Savage was unmoved. "So we have to show we're tough there to prevent China from taking Taiwan?" he asked. "It's a little too late for that," he said. "America run by fools who hate this country." Today, Savage warned, the current presidency and state of the nation's border are far greater threat to the country's national security than Ukraine. "We're at the beginning of something terrible with this incompetent, sickly old man surrounded by fools who hate this country," he explained. "Our greatest national security threat right now is what DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has done to our border. He's flooded America with 1 million illegal aliens, maybe more, many of whom were infected with COVID and tuberculosis and other diseases. He continued, adding that he believes national security includes keeping out diseases. It's actually a war crime. Claiming he was terrified that stupid people are running this government because of what they've done to our border. Savage expressed his amazement over the DHS secretary's continued actions that harm the country. Mayorkas is a criminal, he said. I've never seen anything like this. Where did this guy come from? He asked. And how does he get away with flooding us with illegal aliens on a daily basis? Mayorkas was not the only Biden official he blamed for his weakened optimism. So there is an outside chance that Putin, who is known to want to restore the Soviet Union to its glory days, needs to be constrained, there's no question, but war is not the answer, he said. This is a question for diplomacy, for top-flight diplomats, not these college jerk-offs that work for Biden. Have you seen these people in their conversations? Their faces? He asked. How empty, how vacuous they sound and look. I'm not optimistic at all. Savage called for a personality the likes of former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger to help deter conflict. You need a guy like Kissinger to step in and make peace here. Not war, he said, and we don't have a Kissinger. Who's our ambassador doing the work? Who's our Secretary of Hate? Blinken? He exclaimed. Describing the president as having become more unstable and more dangerous with time, Savage stressed the gravity of his ongoing floundering. We have an unstable and dangerous lunatic who really belongs in an old age home where he can get the care he needs. The blanket, the warm pillow, some ice cream and ice. Reruns of Hee Haw, whatever he likes, he said. Just a nice quiet time in an old age home. This is not a laughing matter, I don't rejoice at his floundering, he added. The man clearly is exhibiting precise pre-senile dementia. Suggesting the president may also suffer from the sometimes disabling disorder tardive dyskinesia, Savage warned that such a commander-in-chief should not be in that White House. If we have an idiot in the White House who's pre-senile and surrounded by hateful sorority boys, there's no advice you can give them, he said. They should remove him for the safety of the nation and the world. Claiming the man's suffering, Savage concluded that he's, obviously, not running anything. Perhaps Obama is pulling the strings, he suggested. Where's the opposition? Arguing that a majority of Americans, both the left and right, do not want another war, Savage expressed bewilderment over the lack of political opposition. I don't know anyone on the right, other than warmongers who are going to profiteer from it, who are anxious to jump out of an airplane and go kill Russians in Ukraine, he said. Where's the opposition? Have you heard one major politician say no there? We've already sent, I think, $650 million in equipment to Ukraine. So someone's made a fortune on that already. It's similar to President Clinton and Yugoslavia. And I see no party standing up to this, he added, asking, where are all the other so-called conservatives? He then blasted Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, accusing him of seeking war for his own personal benefit. McConnell once swore he came out in favor of it, he said, and remember, his wife's in the shipping business, so they're going to make a lot of money moving the men and material around. Without a meaningful opposition, Savage opined, the people are stuck. When you have no opposition party other than greedy warmongers and stupid people looking to cash in on it whichever way the wind blows. We the people are stuck, he lamented, before mocking the idea that mere letters to Congress people was sufficient to change course. I think I'm going to write an email to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today and say I'm against war in Ukraine. I think that'll go over well, he joked. Maybe I'll even send an email to the San Francisco Chronicle, maybe they'll pay attention. America First approach. Savage then offered his own advice on how the U.S. should go about current Russia-Ukraine tensions. It's very simple to stop this, he said. Putin has said, do not let Ukraine into NATO. And do not deploy missiles in Ukraine, and I will not invade, and he's on record saying that. So what Biden should do to avoid war, in my opinion, is simply say, okay, we don't want war, Ukraine will not be put in NATO, and we will not point missiles at you, but if you move troops at all into Ukraine after we say that, we will send troops and more weapons, he added. And that's the end of the game for the moment. Reiterating that there's zero American national interest in Ukraine, he then explained what not to do. You don't abruptly say, "Let's take out the diplomats and let's bang the war drums and show we're tough," he said. That's the mark of a weak leader who's not thinking. It's funny that we actually have to educate the so-called conservatives, the so-called right about this, he added. They don't understand what this is? It really isn't that complex. Asked about former President Donald Trump's standing on the issue, Savage praised the former president for his peace achievements. "Look, I'm a practical guy and I'm a man of peace and I love Trump because I said he was a man of peace, not a man of war," Savage said. He brought peace to the Middle East. Claiming he was surprised the former president had yet to take a strong position against this insanity, Savage said, "Don't tell me he's in favor of war. I don't think so." Arguing that a leader is needed in such circumstances, he said, "A leader has to speak, to say no war with Russia and actually organize protests against war with Russia." But he also acknowledged that the former president was likely trapped in the current circumstances. Trump knows what will happen if he speaks out. They'll accuse him of being soft on Russia. And they'll say this proves Russia collusion, so he's trapped, he said, and if he doesn't come out against the war, they'll say he's weak, he doesn't know what to do. So no matter what he does, they got him in a box, he added, which is where they wanted him all along. Projecting weakness. Without strong leadership, Savage warned, there's not much chance of stopping these lunatics. I don't know that Putin is going to back down now. That, he smells weakness or he wouldn't have moved that many troops in, he said. He could almost play that chess game out in advance. Seeing what Biden did in his abrupt and chaotic and very destructive withdrawal from Afghanistan, Savage claimed that the president is continuously seen as weak and senile. Putin sees he's surrounded by the very same people he dealt with under Obama and he pretty much has read them and he knows he can do what the hell he wants with Ukraine, he said. Claiming it is no laughing matter, Savage urged Americans to mock Biden out of his presidency. At a certain point, I discovered this under the tyrannical 8 years of Obama. In a free society, in which we are still free to a certain extent, the only thing we have left is ridiculing these clowns, he said. We can't do anything else and we know what happens when they won't tolerate ridicule. We're in North Korea, he warned. So keep ridiculing and keep mocking Biden. It's all we can do until there's a groundswell of mocking him until he's mocked out of office, he concluded. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.